Matthew 22:37, Mark 12:30. Jesus is talking, and Jesus says, I want you to love the Lord with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your strength, with everything you got. I want you to love the Lord. First commandment. Love him with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your strength. What does all mean? Come on, y'all scholars. All. Every bit of it. That's country. Every bit of it. What all mean? Anybody else? Anybody know? What does all mean? I'm going to call you out. All right. Completely. All. What does all mean? Everything. Every bit of it. Completely. Everything. Anybody else? All. What does all mean? Ramona, what does all mean? 100%. 100% all. Love me with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, all your strength. All. This past week, that's what one of the words the Lord came to me with. He said, all. Now, here's what I came back with. How do I know I'm giving my all? How do I know I'm loving the Lord with all my heart, all my soul, all my strength? Okay, by show of hands. By show of hands. And if you raise your hand, I'm going to ask you how. How many of you loving the Lord with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and all your strength? Go ahead, raise your hand. Everybody, Chokers. You can raise your hand. Oh, I thought you were just scratching. Okay, all right. How do you know you're loving somebody, loving the Lord with all your heart, all your mind, with all your soul, all your strength? And that's the first question I kind of, Lord, am I loving you with all my heart, mind, soul, and strength? And then I was like, God, give me some illustrations. Talk to me. So he started talking. Just three simple things. And for me, the first one. All right. And I took this again. I took this from Jackie. Jackie don't know this yet. Okay. All right. First thing. All. Let me give a comparison. Here is a pitcher. And this holds at least a gallon. Would you say that? Is that gallon close to a gallon? Would you say that? Was that? Okay. This represents God. This big pitcher right here. Holds a gallon, close to a gallon of water. This represents us. It holds some ounces. This is a little cup. This is a big pitcher. This is us. This is God. In this cup right here is all my wants, all my desires, all my plans, my who, what, when, where, and how. How I want to do stuff, where I want to go, all my plans. The way I want things to work out. This is me. This is God. God says, one of the things he says, he said, Van, Jesus was talking, he says, not my will, but thy will, Lord. Van, you got plans and you got dreams and you got all the things you want to do. Will you drop them out and take mine? I got more. I got all this. I got all these plans. I got all these dreams. I got all these desires. I got all this stuff for you. I got plenty. And I can pour into you if you'll let me. But you got to get rid of yours. I'm not going to pour anything in you unless you get rid of all your plans, all your ways, the way you want to do it. If you will allow me to fill you up, I will. And I'll fill you up once and even more because I got plenty. But I need you to get rid of all your plans, all your ways, everything you want to do it. I want it at this time, at this way, how I want it. If you're going to show God you love him with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, God, I give up my plans. I give up my dreams. I give up my wants. I had a dream one time. I was going to be a rich football player, famous. Y'all were going to see me and say, "Van, come in," and want my autograph, and I was going to go. And I was going to drive off in my Mercedes, in my Rolls Royce, in my Corvette, in my Maserati. I was going to go to my house over here, and then my house over here, and then my house over here. And I was going to fly in my plane. I had it going on, all right? I had a dream. I had a plan. I went to Clemson just, I didn't go to school. I ain't want no degree. I wanted to just stop there so I can head on to pros. That was my plan. God kind of messed that thing up. And I'm like, "God, Van, I know you got a plan, but I got one, two. And if you'll give it up, I'll pour in my plan." All. But you got to give it all up. Give him everything. I give it up. Lord, you pour into me. Jesus said, "Not my will, but thy will." God got more than we got. God got bigger plans and bigger goals and bigger stuff than we got. This is bigger than this. This is the Creator. We are the Creator. The Creator is trying to get his plans inside of us, but we sitting there talking about, "No! I got plans." Love me with all your heart, your mind, your soul, your strength. Give me your plans. It's been a change for me. Been a big change for me, because now I'll get up and I don't know how y'all are, because sometimes I get up in my day and I'll say, "All right, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to have this, and I'm going to be here, and I got plans for the next 5 years, 10 years, and I'll get thinking like that, and then God said, "Well, Van, what if I want to do something?" And I'm like, "Oh." And I say, "Okay, Lord, whatever you want to do. Matter of fact, let's start today. What do you want to do today?" Start little. "Okay, God, I give you my plans. I give you my dreams. I wanted to do this and go here, but okay. Love the Lord with all your heart, your mind, your soul, your strength." Does that make a little bit of sense? Second thing. We had a track meet yesterday, and one of our kids, they got gold. I'm the track coach, and I'm big on, here's my big thing about the kids. One of my big things I push: give me your best. Run with everything you got. That's all I want. Give me your best. Now, I know, I ain't stupid, I look stupid, but I ain't stupid. I know the kids ain't gonna give me their best. We have practice, and I'll tell them, I mess with the kids. I mess with the kids' heads. I'll say, "All right," I'll tell them that the next day, say it's Monday, it's Tuesday, I'll say, "All right, when y'all come to practice tomorrow, I'm going to hurt y'all. I'm going to make y'all run. Y'all going to hurt. What you going to do to us, coach?" "I'm going to hurt you." So they'll come, and they'll get in, and I give them what they're going to run, and I know they're not running their hardest. I know. And they'll run, and they'll act like they'll run, but they're not running. I already know. And then I'll do this. I'll get to them and I'll say, "And we got some kids who are slow. I mean slow. Okay? Now they think they fast. The mama think they fast, but they slow. Alright? They can't run. If you can run, you can run. If you can't, you can't." And I'll do this. I'll make the line right about to that door. Not far away. And I'll put them like 30 yards away from the door. And I'll say, "Hey, you, slow person, hey, you, I need you to run to that door. And I need you to get there." And I put a fast person way back there. I put them about 70 yards away. And I say, "You need to get to that door before that fast person gets to that door, or before they touch it. If you get to that door, practice is over for you.
You ain't got to run no more the rest of the day.
You know what slow person? Turtle. Turtle be. You should see Turtle. Turtle be moving. Boy, they be. And that turtle, they can't, man, that ain't fast, but boy, that turtle be moving. If they don't want to run anyway. Rabbit back there, I put a rabbit way back there. I tell the rabbit the same thing. I say, listen, rabbit, if you catch turtle, you get to them, to that door before turtle do, you ain't got to run no more today. Shoot! Rabbit be going. Shoot! And you should see him. And so both of them, I'll tell them, I say, go, and you should see. Turtle be going. Rabbit, shoo! And they be going. They get to the door. When they both get there, sometimes turtle win, sometimes rabbit win. But when they get it, you should see them. Turtle be. Turtle about to die. All right. Turtle be roll over, be laying on. Rabbit be. Rabbit about to die. Turtle about to, they be falling out. Both of them, they done gave me everything they got. And you know what I tell them? Both of y'all, go home. All I wanted, give me your best you got. Give me everything you got. I want you to give me everything you got. That's all I want. The Lord wants us to give him everything he has. He calls this a race. He says, run the race. Run it so that you will win. In other words, run with everything you got. I don't know if you notice or not, if you run in this world, you got to run past pain and problems and pressure and sorrow and sickness and sadness and hurts and hates and hard times. You got to run. Because it's coming. It comes at you. All the mess, all the lies, all the junk, all the stuff. It's coming. And what God wants you to do is run. Keep running. Run this race so that you win. Run as hard as you can through all this mess, through all this junk, through all this trash, all this stuff. Run. Don't let the devil catch you. Run. Don't give up. Don't give out. Don't quit. Give me all you got. So when you get to the end, God, I get it should be when we get to the end of our life, when we meet Jesus, we're like this. I got through prison. I got through jail. I got through hate. I got through hurt. I got through all. I made it. I don't know if you notice or not, when you run through this life, you got to run through some stuff. Getting old? Lord, I didn't know getting old. Somebody lied. Somebody didn't tell me something. Getting old hurt. Go through some stuff. Your body, you're like, ah! Got to keep running. Don't quit. Don't give up. With all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. Man, stuff coming. Stuff's going to keep coming. But I'm not going to quit. God, I'm going to run with you. I'm going to run for you as hard as I can go. I'm not going to give up. Does that make sense? Love me with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. I wish I could tell you something different, but Christian, you're going to catch hell. You're going to go through hell. Keep running. Keep running. I wish I could tell you everything's going to be nice. I would be a liar. Run. Run. It will hurt. You will get tired. But hey, when you get to the end, you'll be a winner. Does that make sense? A little bit. Last thing. Love me with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your strength. I don't know, some of you remember this. Some of you young ones, you don't remember that. Yeah, y'all grew up with phones, with cell phones. I grew up with the phone with, you know, sticking the wall, you know what I mean? It was stuck to the wall, so you couldn't go nowhere, you know, and you only had one phone in the house, you know, but we used to get on the phone and I talk, and I knew Jack back in high school. I used to talk to Jack on the phone all the time, talking about nothing, okay? He just talking, you know, and so I started lying because you ain't got nothing to talk about. And I'd be like, girl, I'm going to get you everything. I'm going to buy you this, and I'm going to buy you that, and I'm going to get this. And we got married, and she ain't got none of it, okay? All right? I was just lying. But if I could, because I love her. I love my wife. I love Jack. If I could, this is what I would do. If I could, I'm back in line, but if I could, all right, I would get her a house in the mountains. Big house in the mountains, all right? Have you a house in the mountains? Have you a house on the beach? Okay, not at the beach. We at the beach. On the beach. Deborah Duke. On the beach, girl. Have you a house on the beach? And have you a house in Hawaii? Okay, I know you don't want to be there. That's my house. But we have house in Hawaii, house in Deborah Duke, house in the mountains. All right, I have all that food. Then I have you a car, three different cars. You got a Corvette, you know, you like a little fast red car. All right, so you have a fast car, then she's kind of redneck. I give her a Range Rover, big old, so she can just mess around. And then I get her, you know, like a Rolls Royce, something pretty, when she want to dress up. She like clothes, so I go buy her a house. The house already covered with clothes, but I buy her a house with nothing but clothes, all right? So she got all the clothes and all the shoes. She liked to work out, so I buy her like a health point. And then she just buys her a whole health point, and she just work out anytime she wants to. She likes to cook, so I just go buy her a restaurant. I buy a restaurant, and she would just cook all she wants. I would give her all this stuff. Love her. I would give it to her. Wouldn't be no problem. No issue at all, because I love her. But then she would come to me, and she'd say, Van, let's go walk on the beach. And I say, I ain't got time. Girl, you got a house here, you got a house here, and you got a house here. I got to take care of them things. And you got a restaurant, and you got a house full of clothes. I got to cut the grass. I got to go do all this. I ain't got time for you. I got, and cars, I got to get to make sure they right and everything clean. I ain't got time. Van, would you come and just, let's go out and eat. I ain't got time to eat. I got to go to Hawaii and check on that house. Then I got to go to the mountains and check on that house. Then I got to go to Deborah Duke. I ain't got time. Well, Van, hey, can we just, you know, maybe sit down and, you know, read a book together or just snuggle? I ain't got time to do all that. All right? You got this over here going on, and I got to go fix this, and I got to go make sure this is straight, make sure ain't nobody stole nothing. All right? I got to go. I love you, but I ain't got time for you. I remember in my time earlier, 15, 16, 17, 18 years, I'm walking with the Lord. I was going for Jesus. I was in full-time ministry. I was flying all over the place. I was doing ministry. I was starting ministries. I was talking to people. I was going places, doing everything for the Lord. Lord, whatever, I gave him my time, my money. People wanted stuff. I used my vehicle, everything, my house. Everything was for the Lord. I was going for the Lord. And the Lord would say, Van, could we have some time together? Could I just spend some time with you? Lord, I'm busy. I got to go preach here. I got to go talk here. I got to go build this. I got to go do this. I got to go start this. Lord would say, Van, could we spend some time? Could we meditate? No, I ain't got time, God. I got all this stuff I got to do. I'm doing it all for you, Lord. I love you, Lord, but I ain't got time for you. And Lord took everything. The Lord said, now do you got time for me? Sometimes we think love is things and doing stuff. And God just wants us. Love me, because he loves you with all his heart, mind, soul, and strength. Will you love him with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength? In other words, will you just spend time with him?
Will you just hang out with him? Sometimes we get caught up. We think doing stuff for God and making stuff and getting stuff and all that is loving God. And it ain't. It's Jackie just wanted me. Just wanted to spend time with me. Lord, I love you. I just want to spend time with you. Yes, if I spend time with you, I will do this and do that and go here and so on and so forth. But I want time with you. That's how I know I'm loving you with all my heart, all my mind, all my soul, all my strength. Are you spending time with him? Just hanging out with him? Or are you just doing stuff? You so busy. God, thank you for all this stuff and look what I'm doing for you and look what, but you ain't got time for just him. All. The Lord wants all. Father, I give you all my plans. I'll give it all to you. Father, I run for you. I'll give you my best. No matter what's going on. No matter what I got to face. No matter what I got to go through. Father, I'm going to go for you. Lord, it ain't about the stuff. It's about you. That's when I'm loving you with all my heart, all my soul, all my mind, all my strength. Does that make a little bit of sense? Father, I love you. I thank you for loving us. Teach us, Lord. Show us. Guide us. Direct us. Father, we want to fulfill the first commandment. We can't do the second one until we get the first one right. So help us, Lord. Help us to love you with everything we got. Show us what that means. Maybe I didn't make myself clear. People didn't understand it. Show us. Show every last one of us what that means to love you with all our heart, all our mind, all our soul, all our strength. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, y'all be blessed. Have a great day. Good week.